The Women of Highbridge Park. It's noon on Sunday, and they gather around black milk crates placed in a circle on tattered blue fishing tarp. It's not quite March, but it's one of those fluke hot weather days, and they are so prepared for spring. Swapping old records packed in cardboard cartons, daisies tucked behind their ears, gossiping in the kind of Spanish from the kitchens of my past. Last night, at the bar, in a flurry of bitterness, I chucked my full beer at the bathroom wall, then walked the 30 blocks home. Today, I am thinking about the significance of grass, and how I came here because I want to get better at being a person. But every day, I begin to know less about who I am to America. All I know is a small girl emerges from the trees, waving a stick, hollers to her mother that the large scrap of rock she's been resting on is lake water, bottle shards scattered across its surface like glittering, jagged pieces of a life. I have been trying more each year to be comfortable and maybe a little bit proud of how I've learned to make a home. All this daylight kicking toward the lawn to give what little it owes.